Kate Radio. Time to talk some girls soccer. Let's preview the Tiger Albert Lea girls soccer team with first-year head coach Amy Wacholtz. And Amy, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Amy, if anybody missed our conversation, we talked, maybe it's been a month now, about you becoming the next head coach or the new head coach of the Albert Lea girls soccer team. For anyone that missed that conversation, talk about your soccer background.
Sure. So I graduated from Albert Lea in 2003. I played soccer for Albert Lea all 4 years. And then after graduating from Albert Lea, I went on to play 4 years at Concordia College up in Moorhead. So had a little bit, you know, of a soccer background, probably more than others. And I'm really excited to be back in it.
Now, when it comes to coaching experience, what other coaching experience did you have before this season?
So last year I was the C squad coach for Albert Lea, and that was actually my first year coaching. I've coached, you know, a few summer teams here and there. I have my coaching minor, which I got back in 2007. So even back then I was hoping someday I'd be able to get into it, and the stars aligned and everything, you know, happened just right for me to be able to get back into it.
Now, Amy, how cool or how special is it to come back and be the head coach at the school you graduated from? That's got to be pretty neat.
You know, it is. I actually had reached out to my coach, which is Todd Lang. He was my coach all through high school, and reached out to him and just told him how excited I was that, you know, I got into this position. And it is really neat. And thinking back, it makes me feel a little bit old that it was 20 years ago that I played on that field. But it does. It's a really special feeling to be able to kind of be back on the field and be back in this program. That is where it all began for me, really.
Head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team, Amy Wacholtz here on Kate Radio. And Amy, let's talk about how a practice has been. And we'll talk about the scrimmage that took place last weekend. Are you happy with how the team is, I guess, maybe picking up your philosophy and your style? Have they caught on to what you want to do with this year's squad?
You know, I feel like they have. We had our first week of full practice last week. So we had a lot of conditioning, a lot of kind of technical drills and things going on. And I was just super impressed with how the girls took on to that. I feel like being a new coach, you know, I'm learning them, they're learning me. So there's this learning curve that has to happen with how, you know, the culture and philosophy that I want in the game. But I think they're all doing a fabulous job catching on. And I've just been super impressed with how they've been doing so far.
Now, Amy, let's talk about the scrimmages. I think you guys had three matchups in Fairmont on Saturday. If that's correct, give us a recap of how the Saturday matchups went.
Yeah, so we played really well. We played Fairmont, Marshall, and Worthington, and we ended up winning two and tying one. So I was super happy with the outcome of that. It was really fun to just be able to see them in a game setting versus practices, and they did a great job. Their passing was phenomenal, and I was super pleased with their performance after all the scrimmages. It was a long day. They were tired. I was tired, but it went really well.
So when it comes to a scrimmage format, how was it different from regular gameplay, or was it pretty much the same?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. There's obviously less pressure involved. You know, the score is obviously there, but it's not a regular season game. So I think it's good for the girls. It takes the pressure off a little bit. But, you know, most off, the regulations aren't quite the same, but, you know, they still keep score. We still had refs. So it was just a good kind of kickoff to the season.
Amy Wacholtz, head coach, Albert Lea girls soccer team, previewing her team here on Kate Radio. And Amy, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you. If you just want to go through some of the key players that make up this year's squad.
Sure. So obviously I have a lot of seniors this year and my captain. So Abby Chalmers, she's kind of my center mid, along with Kaylee Botcher, who's a junior this year. They're kind of the center of my play. I have Morgan and Kendall up top, and those are just my two speedy gals. They can run races around anybody, so that's really fun to see them. I have Maddie Vanderside in goal. She's a junior this year, and so this is kind of her first year on varsity starting. She was out with an injury last year. And then Lucy Stay, she's a senior, one of my captains. She's back on D. Esther, she's been injured. She sprained her ankle in captain's practice, which has been a little bit of a bummer, but she's kind of slowly making her way back. And then I have Bree and Lindsay. They're awesome defenders that I have. So I think we have a really strong core looking forward, and I'm just excited to see what we can do.
Now, Amy, let's talk about the first matchup actually coming up this Saturday at Fairmont. And, you know, there shouldn't be much scouting to do on Fairmont because you just saw them in the scrimmage.
We did. One thing that Fairmont does that's a little tactical is when we scrimmage them, they join their varsity and JV together and then just split them 50-50. So we tied them at Fairmont, and they had half of their varsity, half of their JV, but I do feel like we played really well against them. And I'm hoping that a few of the girls that I had injured during the scrimmages will be able to play on Saturday. So I'm hoping it'll be a pretty even matchup.
That's a 1 o'clock start in Fairmont coming up on Saturday to kick off the regular season for the Umbert Lee girls soccer team. Amy, when it comes to the Big Nine Conference, in your mind, who are some of the top teams?
So Mankato West is, I think, going to be our biggest challenge. I think they've kind of ended on the top of the MIAC the last few years. Owatonna is going to be a tough game, but I'm hopeful that we'll do well against them. The Rochester teams are usually, pretty good as well, but they're bigger schools, so they kind of have probably a bigger turnout of girls. So we always kind of have a little bit of a disadvantage that way. But I'm hopeful that we will be competitive against them.
Mark this on your calendar, the first home matchup for the Umbert Lee girls soccer team on Saturday, September 11th, when Faribault comes to Jim Gustafson Field. That's a noon start against Saturday, September 11th. Faribault in town for the home opener for the Umbert Lee girls soccer team. Again, Amy Wacholtz, first-year head coach of the Tiger soccer team, joining us here on Kate. And Amy, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk a lot during this season, and thank you for previewing your team with us here on Kate.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.